Hi, I'm Kristen Lee, news writer for Search Health IT.
Hi, and I'm Sean Sutner, news and feature writer for Search Health IT.
We're the Hit Squad. Welcome to another Hit Squad podcast. In this episode, we're going to talk about Internet of Things and analytics in healthcare, revenue cycle management for healthcare systems, and meaningful use attestation data from a huge federal database.
So Kristen, you talked recently with Rasu Shrestha, MD, Chief Innovation Officer at University of Pittsburgh Medical Center. And Rasu is a leading thinker about cutting edge health IT technology. So what did you learn by talking with Rasu?
Yeah, it was great to talk with Rasu. He talked to me about healthcare intelligent insights and how, you know, healthcare professionals not only need to have actionable data in front of them, but it needs to happen right at the point of care. He said that he thinks that there's a lot of promise when it comes to partnering IoT and data analytics. He thinks that these two together will make a whole bunch of capabilities and solutions possible, capabilities and solutions that many are only dreaming about today. And one area within healthcare where he thinks that this partnership would be extremely helpful would be reducing machine downtime. He says a lot of healthcare organizations struggle with this, and he explained that it's very promising because you would not only have just one machine that everyone is dependent on, but instead you'd have a network of machines or devices connected to a secure cloud or connected to a secure network of connected things. He said that he envisions that these devices would be monitoring the quote-unquote health of themselves and other devices within the network. So if one device is kind of falling into the danger zone and might be starting to fail, it can alert someone and can be told, and that person can be told which device or devices are in trouble. So basically, you would never have any downtime, and that's something that he says and that he thinks could be made possible by the partnership of IoT and data analytics. So very interesting stuff. But as for you, Sean, you've been working with data from a massive CMS database. What information does the database hold, and what does all that data tell us about the state of the EHR market?
Okay, this database has about a million lines of data in it. It was crunched by our editorial assistant from Northeastern, Corlin Voorhees. She wrote pivot tables to sort this thing. And it's covering meaningful use attestation data for stage one and stage two by various categories, by inpatient and ambulatory, stage one, stage two combined, state by state, and by specialty. So the takeaway from this is that, of course, no big surprise that Epic Systems Corp is just as dominant as ever before. It's dominating the both inpatient and ambulatory categories. It's number one in like 25 states. It's Cerner's number one in about 14 states. But it also shows that Cerner Corp, who's the arch nemesis of Epic, is pretty close behind and dominates in a lot of categories, and including the overall attestation for stage one and stage two. So Cerner users are really attesting more frequently than Epic users, even though Epic has a larger market share. So this attestation data doesn't really show market share per se, but it gives a good window into that. The data also shows that a relatively small vendor, it's not that small, but it's eClinical Works out of Massachusetts, is really dominant in the ambulatory small physician practice sphere, single practice and just a few physician practice. And, you know, it's got some big competitors like Practice Fusion, NextGen, of course, Athena Health. But eClinical Works is actually in all 50 states. And in, I think it's the only one, the only vendor that's in all 50 states. So going back to Epic Cerner, though, the last thing is that it really shows that it's not a Goliath, David and Goliath story, but it's more a Goliath and Goliath story. They're both really, really far ahead of the other main EHR vendors, which are for inpatient, are really Meditech, McKesson, and Allscripts in that order, pretty much, after Epic and Cerner. So that's that's a story on all that data. That story will be coming out soon. Kristen, so you worked on another story recently, and you looked at Orlando Health. It's a Florida healthcare system that's known for trying out a lot of advanced health IT strategies. So Orlando Health is, how is it using its new revenue cycle management software or system, and who makes that system?
So the story here is that a few years ago, Orlando Health was really struggling because they have two separate offices dealing with claims, billing, and payments for two separate services, those services being physician accounts receivable and hospital accounts receivable. And they had no way to migrate the data. So this really kind of weakened them operationally and financially. And this whole challenge came about because they grew from 70 employed physicians to 5,000, all through acquisitions. And when they brought all these people on, they all filed claims differently and had different revenue cycle processes. And that kind of really made things complicated. So to solve their problem, they purchased Visiquate's software as a service analytics platform, which is hosted in the cloud. As for the technology that they're using four sets of customized analytics from Visiquate. So physician performance analytics, patient pay analytics, revenue management analytics, and enterprise management analytics. Using Visiquate's technology, they were also able to achieve submitting nearly perfect claims, meaning that all the information in the claim that they submitted was correct and wasn't denied by the insurance company. And when the insurance company denies a claim, they have to redo everything and then send it back, which can actually be quite costly. They told me that the transaction fee can cost from 25 to 75 cents, but then you have to multiply that by 300,000 a month, because that's how many claims they get. And then you have to multiply that by 12, and that can all add up to be a lot of money. So
that is a lot of money, and that's really interesting. One last question, though, Kristen, is when are you going to get your Apple Watch, your first Apple Watch?
I don't know. If anyone is willing to buy me one, I would be so grateful, and then I can do a review for you guys.
Okay, I will try to talk to Scott Wallace, our editor,
yes,
about the possibility, Scott Wallace. Scott, of financing that purchase. Okay, so thanks for being with Search Health IT and listening to this podcast episode of Hit Squad.